Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Burns reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards third. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Kahm moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Kahm moves to third. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. Stewart moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Schult moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Vosmek moves to third. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kahm hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress strikes out. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Seeds moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Burnett scores. Seeds scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Kimsey moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell throws to home for one, and Sewell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kimsey scores. Schult moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, Indians. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Storti now playing second base. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Buck Stanton pinch hits for Jim Levy. Buck Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Stanton reaches second base with a double. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kimsey strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Schult reaches second base with a double. Stanton scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Schult scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Indians. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Grimes now playing third base. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti misplays the ball. That's an error on Storti. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Grimes moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Grimes moves to third. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.